Listen to part of a conversation between two students.
So, one of the things that I'm really having trouble understanding is how jazz music developed to be so different from any other kind of music. My class notes are terrible.
Well, what can you understand from your notes?
One thing is, I copied down musical training from the blackboard. What did he mean by that?
Well, most people who become professional musicians have had some kind of formal training in music, but the first people who played jazz music had almost none.
Okay, but so what? Doesn't it just mean that they weren't very good musicians?
Well, it's not that the early jazz musicians weren't good. It's that they played their instruments differently. Let's say you were receiving formal instruction in the trumpet. First, you would learn the right way to place your mouth, and the right way to use your fingers, and the right way to blow air. And then you would practice single notes and different combinations of notes until you could do those correctly, and only after that would your teacher give you a piece of music to play.
And the early jazz musicians didn't learn to play this way?
No. The first people who played jazz music learned to play their instruments by actually trying to play a song they liked. They would hear a melody and try to play it themselves on their instruments. Because they were mostly teaching themselves, they began to express themselves in ways that formally, traditionally trained musicians didn't. In traditional instruction, there's one correct way to play something, and everyone who plays tries to make the correct sound. But in jazz...
In jazz music, there isn't one right way to play. In fact, individual musicians are supposed to interpret the music in their own style. So you're saying that this aspect of jazz developed because the first people who played jazz didn't have any formal musical training?
Well, that's part of it, but there's more. What else do you have in your notes?